Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Monday, October 19th, 2015. I am your host, your spiritual coach for healing artists. Connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-O-V-E, number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and to promote your life's purpose and your business in the healing arts, I would love to hear from you. My phone number is 248-820-1563, and my email is lotus, L-O-T-U-S, life, L-I-S-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. Today's topic is about the book Love Human with our author, Betsy Otter Thompson. Love Human is a book about you, where you come from, where you are going, and why you are here. It offers valuable guidance regarding how to find comfort in a world where uncomfortable things happen. Betsy, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Katina. I'm delighted to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. So what led you on your path to higher consciousness and to write your book, Love Human?
Well, it's kind of a story that begins a long time ago when I was actually about 4 years old, because my mother was always talking about her grandmother, who was my great-grandmother, and telling me how much I looked like her. And even at that age, I was having trouble getting along with my mother. So I thought the fact that I looked like someone she loved a lot was a definite asset. And I decided that I would talk to her and see if I was like her in other ways. And so I didn't tell anybody that I was planning to seek her out. So nobody told me I couldn't. And so I started talking to her at night when I would go to bed, and I had these lovely conversations for a couple of weeks, and I just assumed at the age of 4 that everybody did this. And so I went to my sister, who's older by 2 years, and I said, told her who I was talking to, and I asked her who she talked to. And that was my first indication of how the rest of the world might react to this gift, because she went ballistic and teased me unmercifully about it for weeks. And so I was afraid that other people would react as she did, and so I stopped talking. And so it wasn't until I was in the middle of my life and I was really struggling to survive. In fact, I was almost homeless, that I decided that my life certainly hadn't worked too well from the choices I had made, and I decided that I would honor this gift. But so I said a prayer one night that I was willing to honor it, and I was willing to share it, but that I sure needed a job to support me while I did so. And I didn't think of it as a prayer when I said it, but 3 weeks later, I had a job in the entertainment business, and then I kept that job for the next 18 years. And I did so well, I was able to retire and write full time. So it was almost as if the universe said, oh, okay, Betsy, if you're ready, we're ready, and here we go. So
wow.
I sounds incredible, but it's like my whole life turned around when I became my authentic self. Yeah.
That is so beautiful. And you know, the thing goes, when you make that decision, the universe conspires to make it happen.
Yeah, because I think we all come here for a reason, and if we don't, if we don't acknowledge the reason or honor that reason, the universe says, you know, what's the point of being here if you're not going to honor the reason you came here? So, I think if I hadn't honored the gift, I probably would have left long ago, because I really believe this is the reason I'm here.
Absolutely. So you mentioned that You were talking to your grandmother, who had transitioned to the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that gift. You're a seer. You can see things. You can see people. You can see the spirit realm. Can you share with us those gifts that you have?
Well, it's really not. When I explain this, I always say I'm not sure how it happens, because I'm not. All I know is that when I ask a question, I hear an answer. And when people, question me about this, I say, where does an artist get her version of a landscape? Where does a musician hear his notes? Where does a singer get her rendition? If you ask them that, I'm not sure they would be able to answer it, that it's just there for them. And that's the way it is for me. It's just there for me. And I can't explain exactly how it happens. I think we're all psychic to a certain extent. Some people just develop that gift more. I went for 40 years without honoring the gift. And so, you can do nothing with it if that's your choice. But I just think that it's also, it expands the more you use it, because anything you focus on is going to expand. And so I wouldn't ever want to discourage anyone from trying it, because I think we all have some sort of psychic ability, but, people focus on what's important to them. So that's what they should do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So your book, Love Human, talk to us about it.
Well, it's a sort of a book that answers all the questions that I had when I was younger. I think it answers, I've heard back from other people that it's all the questions they have too. It's some of the chapters like, what happens in transition? Does life exist in outer space? How do I find more comfort? What can physics teach me? Will I rebirth into another lifetime? How do I find more love? It just has all those like basic questions that we start asking as soon as we're old enough to realize that we have questions about the world in which we've landed. And so it's really basically that the kind of book that each chapter focuses on a question that we might have had at one point. And I feel like it's about embracing the world as it is and the people around us as they are, and really giving our best effort to love whatever that is, not because we live in a perfect world, but because as we love and accept life as it is, love and acceptance grow. And I think that we come here to find more love, and we're all finding it our own individual way. And the book talks about the idea that it's impossible to judge the journeys of other people, because we don't know what they came here to live and what they came here to understand. And so there's just a lot of chapters that focus on how to make our lives more relaxing for us, more easy for us, more accepting, more non-judgmental, because whatever we put out there into the universe, we ask to receive.
Right. That's so powerful. It really, really, really is. I know early on in my journey to higher consciousness, my first thing was outer space. I'm like, there's planets, how many, like 8 or 9 in our galaxy, and there's so many more that we will never be able to count them outside of this galaxy. And not only just planets, but galaxies, universes, galaxies, and who knows what else. But when I first started tapping into this higher consciousness knowledge, I was really into outer space, the planets, life on other planets, other beings on other planets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my question is, what is your answer to that? What is out there?
Yeah, my answers are always around the common sense idea. It doesn't make sense that we would be in this world that has all these millions of choices for us to make, and that we would not be out of spirit with also millions of choices to make. So it only makes sense to me that there are many worlds in which we can enter in human form or some kind of form in order to experience the growth that we're ready to experience. It doesn't make sense to me that we would only have one place to go. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So my work is very logical, and I come from, as I said, that common sense idea, and I really think that's something that we all need to pay more attention to when we ask ourselves how to go forward. Does it make any sense? And to me, it makes no sense that it'd just be the Earth and that was it. It just isn't. We're too multifaceted as human beings and as energy to settle for one place.
Absolutely, I totally agree. So thinking back when you were talking about your grandma when you were 4, What are some things that you that she shared with you? What are some things that you asked of her?
You know, I can't remember because I was 4 years old.
Right, I know. It's
what,
been a long
all I can
time,
remember
right?
is, yeah, all I can remember is that it was very comforting to me, and mm-hmm. that there was no judgment on how I felt or on my feelings. And it was especially comforting for me because I really was the influence on me from my parental point of view was that the only acceptable feelings that you should have were the everything is fine feelings. So if you felt angry or you felt upset, they weren't acceptable feelings. And with my great-grandmother, every feeling was accepted. No feelings were judged. Everything was, you know, life was fine. You know, I was fine the way I was. It was all very reassuring and kind mm-hmm. and gentle. That's what I do remember.
So you experienced ease with her. Ease. Comfort and that all is well. That's good.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So people are here. They want to know why they're here. Why are we here?
Well, I mean, I just think there's only one thing to find, and that's love. So we're all finding love in our own way. The only objection you ever get to that idea is people's judgment of what is leading a person to love. Because everybody's
right.
way to finding it is different, you know. But I can't imagine what else we would be here for. But we're it also, you know, that involves whatever we're ready to experience. And since,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't know what other people may have lived in past lifetimes. We don't know what growth they're seeking. We don't know what they have to live in order to find the feelings that they need to experience. So it's just about each person being here for the journey they are on and meeting up with the people they hope to meet up with, and whether they meet up with them in family or whether they meet up with them like we're meeting up today, or whether it's passing somebody on the street with a smile. I believe that we come here with a plan for ourselves, and I believe that because of the old common sense idea of, you know, if we go on a vacation, we plan where we're going to go, when we're going to go, how long we're going to be there, what we're going to take with us, and how long we're going to stay. So why would we plan this journey with any less attention? That wouldn't make any sense to me. So I think we plan it pretty well. We plan everything that we want to experience. The only thing we can't plan is how we're going to deal with it once we get here.
Right.
It's
like we got to figure that part out, right?
Right. I mean, we
so
can't plan how we're going to.
Too.
Pardon me?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we can't react how we're going to feel about things and how we're going to deal with things because that happens in the moment. But I believe that the most of the stuff that the picture reveals to us has been planned beforehand, because I don't think we would come here haphazardly. And I think it's all about most of my journeys have been about taking responsibility for my choices and being able to forgive, release, and move on. And that's what my major choices, my major challenges have been about. And I think that's fairly common.
Right, absolutely. So love is the key. I totally agree with you. That is why my name is Katina Love. I am a promoter of love. And one thing that I know is that we must have that self-love to begin with. We must love ourselves and love who we are as a person in order to give that love to someone else and give it to the world.
That's true.
So what would you recommend? Where would you, someone who's been dealing with a lot of contrast, someone who's been dealing with things growing up and just not having, maybe having a tough life growing up, how would
I think
you tell a person?
Well, I can only tell what I did, which helped me. And you can't change the past. You can't make it different than it was. You can only find how you grew from what happened. And so that's what I've tried
mm-hmm.
to do. I've tried to ask myself, you know, what happened because I went through that? You know, what did I learn about myself, or what did I grasp about my journey that I needed to understand? And the people who gave me the biggest challenges were the people who were closest to me, which is probably fairly common. And
right.
I've tried to ask myself, you know, how did they how did they help me in some way instead of how did they hurt me? And I, for instance, with my mother, I always had trouble getting along with her. But when I asked myself, you know, how can I find something positive in this relationship? One of the things that she did for me that I didn't realize she was doing at the time, but the very fact that we disagreed with each other about just about everything there was to have an opinion about, is the very fact that forced me to find a philosophy that worked for me. So she was kind of my motivation to find where I needed to go in my life. And so I can thank her for that. And, you know, I have this vision that I use, Katina, of before we come here, how we're planning our journey and we're planning it with people who we love and who love us. And I may have said, well, I need a certain challenge. And then my mother jumped in and said, oh, I'll give you that challenge because I need to learn this, that, and the other. And so we come here together to give each other the challenge that we both know is timely for our growth. And I believe that when I pass over and I see my mother again, she'd probably say to me, did it work? Did it work? And I'm going to say, yes, it worked. You know, so that the challenge is, it's to find what's good about the challenges that we have, where we have grown, how our love is, you know, how were we able to forgive, release, and move on? Were we able to find the growth in what we lived? And I think that the next journey that comes along is probably where we are unable to do it this lifetime, so we come back to try again.
That is amazing. That is truly amazing. Yes.
You like that idea?
I can totally relate. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. I like that idea, and I like how you say about your mother giving you the challenge and this and that. That's very powerful. That's very powerful.
Yeah, and I think what happens if we don't do that, we feel this uneasiness inside of us, and I think that uneasiness inside of us is another word for uneasiness inside of us is dis-ease, and I do believe that's what body dis-ease is all about.
Right. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Emotion.
Because it's interesting how it works. Yeah. I mean, the body
stored
is reflective
body.
Energy. Yeah, the body is reflective energy. That's reflecting whatever's going on in the mind. And I have a sister who also had a hard time getting along with my mother. There was four of us. Two didn't have much trouble with her, and two of us had a horrible time with her. And my other sister, who had a really hard time with her, did not deal with it, and she died at 50 from cancer. And I remember when I heard that she had cancer.
Wow.
When I heard that, I said to myself, "There, but for the grace of God, go I," because I know that I had that cancer inside of me too. But I dealt with it and healed it, and she did not. So I really truly believe that we can deal with these challenges, and we do have. We wouldn't be here if we didn't think we could. So it's about looking at it in a different way and seeing how we can find the positive and how we can find the growth. Because once you find the growth, you can look back on it and say, "Thank you for inspiring me to find that growth." And that sort of replaces the resentment that you have, and it sort of displaces
right.
it. Like, yeah, it takes its place.
That is really amazing. That's really beautiful. Having that, just knowing that, you know, people need to be educated that thoughts are things, and thoughts are energy.
Yeah.
Everything is energy.
Yeah.
And any thought that we have, whether it's resentment, anger, guilt, hurt, pain. It doesn't matter what the it's a thing. It's a thing that we need to release.
Yeah, it is a beam of energy.
Yes, a beam of energy. A lot of people are looking for healing. They're looking outside of themselves. It really is within.
Yeah, it is within.
We have to heal ourselves. We have to let go of the negative emotions and the things that we think someone did to us. We create everything we deal with. Everything that comes to us, we created it.
That's
and
right.
So if we're dealing with anything negative, if anyone's dealing with any type of sickness or pain, they need to look within and let go of whatever happened in the past.
Yeah. The thing is,
you know,
letting go. Yeah. This is not to say that people shouldn't go to doctors and shouldn't get medicine to help them get well, but it just means that the medicine is a temporary healing that gives you more time to find the eternal healing. It's a gift to us in that it gives us more time to look within for the real solution to the problem. And I know that I've had instances of healing myself, and it has always been through this letting go and finding what it has to tell me about myself instead of what how horrible mm-hmm. other people were. It's always about what does this teach me about my own journey and what I have to learn while I'm here. And it's always about release, forgiveness, letting go. It's always about that.
I totally get that. That's even helping me. Thank you for that.
Aw, you're welcome.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's constant too. It isn't like you hear it one time and then you're cured. It's like you have to remind yourself because we get into habits of thinking. And if you're in a habit of remembering all the pain and all the resentment, then that's what you think about, and you have to replace an old habit with a new habit of asking how you grew from what happened. Or when I came back from California to Pennsylvania, where I grew up, when the first couple of months I was here, it was all the old feelings were coming back up, and all the resentments, I was feeling them again. It was like I was festering for the first 3 months, and then I developed mm-hmm. a lump in my back. And so the first thing I did, I looked in Louise Hay's book. Do you know Louise Hay's book?
Yes, it's so
helpful. How to Heal Your Body.
You can heal
so
your
I
life.
Looked in there. Yeah. I looked in there, and it said that lumps were about grudges and resentments. And so I went into the doctor, and she saw the lump, and she was having me go in for an MRI the next day. And I said, okay. And then I came home that night, and I did a deep meditation, and I thought about that, how lumps were about resentment and grudges, and I realized how I'd been doing that. So I had this long meditation of releasing those feelings and asking remembering that the people they had reacted to my choices, their reaction to my choices was what pushed me to move to California, and California is where everything changed for me. And so I started thanking them for being the motivator that got me to California. And during the meditation, I felt this light come through me, and it was amazing in meditation. And there was like this thing that was going, a circle that was going clockwise in the beginning of the meditation and then going back the other way and lining up at the end of the meditation. It was an amazing thing for me. And I went in the next morning and to see the doctor, called me and said they couldn't find anything, but she wanted me to go back for more tests. And I said, well, I told her what happened in the meditation, and I went in and the lump was gone. And so,
God.
I really believe that it's about... But it's like the body said to me, oh, she gets it. She gets it. No reason for the lump anymore. She gets it.
That's powerful.
Yeah, it is powerful.
Is so
but
powerful.
I mean, this is something that anybody can do. You know, I really believe we all have that power within us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Can you share what services you offer? Do you offer any services to help people on their journey?
Well, I do tarot card readings, and I have my books,
mm-hmm.
And I have four books, and they're called the What Happens If I book, and mm-hmm. Love Human, and Love Parent, and Walking Through Illusion, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a very good knitter since third grade, and so I sell my little sweaters for children called Sweet Angel Sweaters.
Oh, that's beautiful. Can you share your website and where they can find your materials?
Yeah, they can find me at BetsyThompson.com, and that's my website, and all my social media is there, Facebook and LinkedIn, YouTube, Google+, and so they can connect with me there.
Awesome, awesome. Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, I always like to talk about the at the end of a show about the idea that everybody is, wants to have world peace. And one of the chapters in the book is called Is World Peace Possible? And the short answer to that is if you're willing to find peace within. And so I like to say that peace is a state of mind. After it's found in thought, it manifests in matter. So we should stop focusing on what's happening out in the world around us and focus on whether we have peace ourselves, because it starts within each of us.
It starts within each of us and reflects out into the world. When we change, the world changes.
That's right. That's right.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Betsy, for being a guest on the show today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.